From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Time was, 5 weeks before a national election, the overriding question was, how good are things in this country? Over the past several days, the big question newsmakers addressed was, how good are things in another country, Iraq? Iraqi interim Prime Minister Iyad Alawi said his country will proceed with a January election, that most of the country is safe, although he did acknowledge the security situation is very difficult.
There are problems, and we are facing international terrorist onslaught on Iraq. I personally receive every day a threat. In the last 4 weeks, they found four conspirators to kill me. And likewise, they are killing people. They are killing officials. They are killing innocent people. But the Iraqis are not deterred.
At a joint news conference with Prime Minister Alawi, President Bush spoke of the confidence of the Iraqi people. And when he was asked about a poll that showed most Iraqis think of U.S. troops as occupiers, here's what he said.
I saw a poll that said the right track, wrong track in Iraq was better than here in America. It's pretty darn strong.
And that's because the president said the Iraqis have an Iraqi-led government in charge under Dr. Alawi. But over the weekend, there were claims that things in Iraq are not nearly so good. The Washington Post cited reports by Kroll Security International, reports compiled for the U.S. Agency for International Development. They show that attacks have actually increased in Iraq since the handover to the interim government. Senator John Kerry accused President Bush of trying to hide the facts on Iraq from the American people. Democratic Senator Joseph Biden of Delaware said policy changes are in order in Iraq.
Mr. President, unless you get your act together, we are going to lose. And Mr. President, we must win. Stop saying stay the course. Change the course, Mr. President.
But senior administration officials defended U.S. policy in Iraq. Secretary of State Powell acknowledged on ABC that the situation is getting worse.
Yes, it's getting worse. And the reason it's getting worse is that they are determined to disrupt the election. They do not want the Iraqi people to vote for their own leaders in a free democratic election. And because it's getting worse, we will have to increase our efforts to defeat it, not walk away and pray and hope for something else to happen.
And on CNN, the Secretary of State said that things are not uniformly worse in Iraq.
Although there are incidents that take place there, in general, it's relatively stable.
And the top U.S. military commander in the region, General John Abizaid, conceded on NBC, yes, there is a resistance.
Yes, and it's hard. But the truth of the matter is that Iraqis and Americans and other members of the coalition will face that resistance together, will, through a series of economic, political, and military means, figure out how to defeat it, and will move on to allow the elections to take place and a constitutional government to emerge.
Is the situation in Iraq improving or worsening? If it's worsening, is it a short-term pre-Iraqi election problem? And how is it affecting our election? Joining us to talk about these questions are Juan Cole, who is professor of modern Middle Eastern and South Asian history at the University of Michigan. Welcome once again to the program.
Thank you.
And Fareed Zakaria, columnist and editor of Newsweek International, who joins us from New York. Welcome once again, Fareed.
Thank you.
Let me turn first to Juan Cole. Seems to be a question. Either most of Iraq is safe and there are some pockets of severe problems, that's conceded by everyone, or the situation generally is quite unsafe. Those are two different narratives we're hearing. Which one do you think is true?
Well, it's the wrong question. I lived in Lebanon during the first years of the civil war there, and in a condition of guerrilla war, there can be lots of ordinary activities. People go and buy groceries. They go about their lives. Most people are not being killed in a guerrilla war. A few are being killed from time to time. And Iraq is certainly in the midst of a large-scale guerrilla war. It's occurring all over the country and not just in the Sunni Arab areas. It's occurring in Samawa. It's occurring in Amara in the south. But that doesn't mean that everything is always in chaos all the time. People who haven't lived in a guerrilla war don't have a good idea of what exactly it's like. And so, you know, you have journalists going over and they're embedded with American troops and they say the bazaars are bustling and they think that means that there's no guerrilla war. That's simply not true.
Fareed Zakaria, for most Americans, the question of how things are going on in Iraq, some may be hearing by email from a relative who's in the service, but for others, it's something that people pick up from journalism, second-hand, third-hand impressions. Who's winning the argument over whether things are getting better or worse in Iraq?
Well, in a sense, I think the argument is going to be resolved by facts on the ground. Whatever spin one may try to put on it, the reality of Iraq will dominate. And I think the most important fact to look for is it possible to begin normal civilian life in Iraq? Is it possible to resume it in the way in which you would assume a post-war situation allows for that? Economic activity, transport, trade. And all those indices are not going very well right now. The president, in his speech to the Republican National Convention, made an analogy to Germany in 1946, saying, you know, there's always a difficult time. It always seems very difficult. And he quoted a New York Times report saying things were bad in Germany. Well, between 1946 and 48, German industrial production rose 65%. Now, I bet a large amount of money that in the next 6 months, 1 year, 2 years, Iraqi industrial production is not going to rise 65%.
I don't know to what degree the growth of the German economy was ever a national election issue in the United States, but what's happening in Iraq is an election issue in the United States.
Well, it is an election issue, and it is because, as Colin Powell famously said, we broke it and therefore we bought it. The crucial question I think we still don't really know the answer to is, does the United States understand the nature of the insurgency it is facing? When the president says, as he said the other day, that what you have is a handful of terrorists who are disrupting Iraq's progression to democracy, you hope that he's spinning. Because if he really believes that you have a handful of terrorists who have been able to disrupt 150,000 international troops, 140,000 American troops, he just doesn't understand what's going on.
I just want to put to each of you, before I let you go, the basic question we began with, which is, are things getting worse or are they getting better? Granted, there is still an insurgency. Granted, there is fighting and there are attacks. On the other hand, this was a pretty brutal dictatorship not too long ago, and there was a war on a year ago. Do you see things, despite all this, getting better, or is that too rosy? Fareed Zakaria.
Well, I think there's one sense in which things have gotten better, in that there is a degree of Iraqi awareness about politics, self-government. Clearly, there is a joy and a participation in that, which is wonderful and should be commended. On every other scale, economics, security, resumption of normal civilian life, it's very difficult to see how things are getting better. They do seem to be getting either dramatically worse or, in some cases, treading on water.
Professor Juan Cole, your sense.
It's not useful to ask this question in an either-or kind of way. You have to look at things sectorially. Security is much, much worse for ordinary people. There's a big crime wave going on all throughout Iraq. The unemployment rate is still very high. The number of attacks per day has gone up to over 80. So by all objective measures we have with regard to the economy, with regard to security, with regard to public opinion polls, the situation politically is much more dire now than it was even 6 months ago.
Professor Juan Cole of University of Michigan and Fareed Zakaria of Newsweek International, thanks to both of you for talking with us.
You're very welcome.
Pleasure.